Loving God, come fill our lives with your love. Before we begin, let us take a moment and ask God's forgiveness and blessing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
Prayer of St. Ambrose before receiving communion. Lord Jesus Christ, eternal King, divine and human, crucified for humanity, look upon me with mercy and hear my prayer, for I trust in you.
Have mercy on me, full of sorrow and sin, for the depth of your compassion never ends. Praise to you, saving sacrifice, offered on the wood of the cross for me and for all.
Praise to the noble and precious blood flowing from the wounds of my crucified Lord, washing away the sins of the whole world. Remember, Lord, your creatures whom you have redeemed with your blood.
I repent of my sins, and I long to put right what I have done. Merciful Lord, take away all my offenses and sins. Purify me in body and soul, and make me worthy to taste the Holy of Holies.
May your body and blood, which I intend to receive, although I am unworthy, be for me the remission of my sins, the washing away of my guilt, the end of my evil thoughts, and the rebirth of my better instincts.
May it spur me on to works pleasing to you, and be profitable to my health in body and soul, and a firm defense against the evil one.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. The Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A few years ago, my best friend popped the question, would you be Brock's godmother? I was ecstatic, overcome with excitement. Not only had she and her husband just welcomed their second child into the world, which is enough to set my joy in motion, but they were inviting me to journey with them in a very special way, supporting and guiding this little one as he grows and deepens his identity as the beloved child of God that he is. When I was reflecting with today's scripture from the Gospel of Matthew, I was reminded of the sacrament of baptism. In the beginning of the rite of baptism, the priests, parents, and us godparents traced a cross on the forehead of the sleeping baby, and the priest said, "The Christian community welcomes you with great joy. In its name, I claim you for Christ, our Savior, by the sign of his cross. I claim you for Christ." I was struck by other lines from prayers during the liturgy, speaking of new life through the waters of baptism. that the water makes an end of sin and a new beginning of goodness, rising to new birth of innocence. Sure, there are many variations to these sacred prayers, but the same theme remains. This two-week-old infant was being reborn, and the first birth was still so fresh. He was being transformed into a new creation and entering into a new life with Christ. The old has gone, the new is here. Yet he was sleeping soundly in his Father's arms as we gathered around him, claiming him for Christ, speaking on his behalf. He had no clue what was happening to him. For many of us, perhaps that was the case. We were babies and had no idea what was happening at our baptism. My parents tell me that I cried the entire time. In every photo we have from my baptism, I'm red-faced with my mouth wide open screaming. I just comment, yeah, it's because I knew how baptism was going to change my whole life. I knew the consequences of belonging to Christ. All that God has commanded, yada yada. Yeah, if only, right? But what about now? As Christians, how do we live the reality of baptism and celebrate that new life even today, no matter how many years ago we were actually baptized? Every day we wake up from sleep, and it's an opportunity to celebrate that new life within us. Think of some everyday signs of our baptism, reminders of that new life in Christ. Every time we watch the sun break through the darkness at dawn. Every time we turn on a light that illuminates a pitch-black room. Every time we wash the car, removing that grime and dirt and making that exterior shine. Every time we shovel the sidewalk, clearing away the snow and ice and making it clear. Every time we celebrate other sacraments, reconciliation, Eucharist, opportunities to recall our baptism and recommit ourselves to our call to follow Christ. So as you enter into prayer today, take a moment to recommit yourself to Christ, making that sign of the cross on your own body, letting go of the old and embracing whatever newness this day brings. How is Christ inviting you to deepen that commitment to Christian discipleship? How do you respond? Whether you are sleeping soundly or screaming bloody murder, the reality of being claimed for Christ, being in Christ, is belonging to the mystical body centered in the heart of God. So, surrender to that love and let it be your guide.
Together, let us pray the words that Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Loving God, you have taught us to overcome our sins by prayer, fasting, and works of mercy. When we are discouraged by our weakness, give us the confidence in your love. Walk with us, Father, as we continue our journey on the road to Calvary this Lenten season. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with us today. May the blessing of Almighty God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always.
Amen.
A quick announcement, everyone, about April's book club pick titled The Reckless Way of Love Notes on Following Jesus by Dorothy Day. The book explores Dorothy's journey of faith and her radical commitment to living out the gospel message of love and justice. Sounds like a perfect read for our Lenten journey. So if you are an avid reader and haven't joined the God Minute Book Club, I encourage you all to do so. I put a link in the notes section on how to join. Have a beautiful day, prayer family. See you tomorrow, and stay blessed.